This is Women of Grace Live, discussing issues important to your life and faith. Spiritual insight, practical wisdom. Join us as we transform the world one woman at a time. Women of Grace, for such a time as this. Now, here's your host, Johnette Bankovic.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to Women of Grace. It is such a pleasure to be with you today, to be live with you. Guess where I am? You're not going to believe it. I am in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. What a pleasure it is to be here at Catholic Community Radio, to spend this time with the good people here who brings the Word of God to so many people throughout this area. What a blessing it is. You know, it's an amazing thing, this Catholic radio community. We're joined together in a unique way. And when we see each other, even if we haven't seen each other for a long while or never met before, suddenly you just know that you're brothers and sisters in Christ about a great work of evangelization. So we always want to remind you that these Catholic affiliates that bring you the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ 24/7 deserve your support. If you have ever been blessed, especially by that affiliate that is in your area, we want to encourage you to write out a check. They would so appreciate it to write out a check. Real bills to pay in this real world in which we live. And so it is that we desire in all ways to support the affiliates, certainly by our prayers, but also by our support. This is the way in which we all work together for the good in this new evangelization that we are about today. I want to give you some information on how you can reach us. The numbers are the same. They certainly are. Our toll-free number is 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Now, that's the number to use if you're in North America. If you're outside of North America, let me give you your number, too. It begins with the country code 1, 205-271-2986. That's country code 1, 205-271-2986. We're also available for you out there at EWTN Radio's YouTube channel and Facebook page. Go out there, take a look. Your questions, comments, insights, inspirations, and words of encouragement, so important to us here. We're happy to receive them via phone, but we're also happy to receive them via social media. So use all of the means available to you to stay in touch with us today. So what brings me to the great state of Louisiana? Well, I was here for the Catholic Charismatic Renewal Conference put on by the Catholic Charismatic Renewal in New Orleans, Louisiana this past weekend. It was such a blessed time in the Lord. I cannot begin to tell you how beautiful it was, how many healings occurred within the hearts and the lives of people. Even physical healings were being manifested there. You see, God is still about a work in his people through the merits of the cross of his Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. He wants to bring us into fullness of life. He wants for us to experience that abundant life in our Lord Jesus Christ, and he wants for us to share that abundant life with others. Yes, he does. So I was there this past weekend and was one of the presenters. We had great people who presented. We had Bob Cantone, who was with us, and he led three different healing sessions. Danny Abramowitz was there. You know him from Crossing the Goal, and those of you that are football fans, well, that's a name that's well known to you. He was there and gave his testimony, his story, gave us some rousing talks, really. I'll tell you what. I mean, this man is on fire for the Lord. So interesting to have the opportunity to see how wherever it is that God has moved him, he has managed to start small groups with men so that they can come together praising God, thanking God, and really growing in this beautiful way of unity with our Lord Jesus Christ. He was there. I was there as well. We also had Father Mark Goring from the Catholic Charismatic Center in Houston, Texas with us. He celebrated the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass with us. In addition to that, he gave us a beautiful, all the homilies were terrific, and a beautiful, beautiful talk as well. Just an opportunity to remind ourselves that the Holy Spirit is necessary in our lives. Amen? The Holy Spirit is necessary in our lives. So I really want to encourage you, if you haven't asked for the Holy Spirit to stir up within you all of those graces and charisms that you received at your baptism, all of those graces and charisms that were strengthened in you at the moment of your confirmation. Why not do it? I got to tell you something. We're entering into a time, and all of these gifts of the Holy Spirit given to us in Isaiah, given to us in Romans, given to us in Ephesians, given to us in Corinthians, all of these graces are going to be so absolutely important. I think that Our Lady and the Holy Spirit are really up to something by the will of the Father. Something great is going to be affected in our day and time, and it is important for you to be affected by it as well. As a matter of fact, you're supposed to be an effector. Can I make up that word right now? Not a defector, but an effector. You're supposed to be somebody who God wants to use as an instrument to proclaim the goodness of our Lord, to work through, that you might be the very face of Christ in this day and time, so desperately in need of that kind of a witness. Patty and Al Mansfield have been about this work in the Archdiocese of New Orleans for many, many years. This was the 42nd, are you ready for this? The 42nd charismatic conference that has been put on there. The first one being taking place in 1969. That to me is absolutely a sign of steadfastness, perseverance, and above all, faithfulness to what it is that God calls us to do. And as a result of that, so many people have had the opportunity to come into this ever-deepening union with Jesus our Lord, to come to know Him personally, to experience the power of God in their lives, to enter more deeply into the Immaculate Heart of Our Blessed Lady. And so many good things coming out of that Catholic Charismatic Renewal Office in the Archdiocese of New Orleans because of just the faithful response, the fiat that was given and never taken back. And our fiats are to be likewise given and never taken back, renewed each and every day at each and every term, in the midst of all circumstances and situations in life, to just continue to say yes to the Lord and to surrender to His holy will manifested for us through His word and through the situations that occur in our lives. So, Alan Patty Mansfield, hats off to you. Just so delighted to have been with you this weekend and all of the good people who populated this event, you know, just 600 strong. Oh, another neat thing that just was so encouraging to me was to see the young people coming up. You know, and here are our young men, two of whom were there on the stage with us, that operated at separate times in the Master of Ceremonies position, one of whom gave his testimony. And these were young men that were introduced to the renewal at a young age and have come all the way up through, and now they're in leadership positions, one of whom is in a leadership position in the Archdiocese, another, I believe, at a parish. Just incredible things that are going on in the Archdiocese of New Orleans. So if you would like to have more information, if you live in that area, get on out to the internet and put in www.ccrno.org. www.ccrno.org. info@ccrno.org is an email address that you can also use. So we're so happy about that. So all that being said, there I was in New Orleans and got up. I don't even want to tell you how early this morning. Very, very early this morning. Packed up. Got out on the road here with Jack Williams, who was there at the CCRNO with me, my fiancé. Did you know that? I just have to keep saying it over and over again. And we headed here to Baton Rouge, Louisiana, to be with Catholic Community Radio this morning so that we would have this opportunity to be with you. So I was on Stacey Galino's program, Wake Up, Crack of Dawn. We were on the air at 7 a.m. having left New Orleans this morning, so that gives you some indication. Yeah, I've had a lot of coffee. That's all I want to say. I feel like I'm speaking really fast, and there's a reason for that. It's called caffeine. So I've had a lot of coffee, and Stacy and I had a beautiful, beautiful time on the program today talking about St. Joseph. There was a St. Joseph altar that was set up right here on the table where we operate from, where the equipment is. And, you know, it was just converted into a really holy space. And we had an opportunity to interact with the people here in Baton Rouge. Jeff Blackwell also on that program. He's director of operations here. And Gabby Smith, station that Catholic Community Radio has in New Orleans, Louisiana. Gabby was with us as well. It was just a wonderful opportunity to talk about so many good things and to come together in this opportunity of the new evangelization. So hats off to everybody. Do want to thank David Dawson for the invitation. He's president here at Catholic Community Radio, and Johnny Hebert, vice president, Janet Hebert, donations coordinator, beautiful, and Louis Prejean, who is the development director here, does so much to keep this station on the air. That's why I'm always pumping about supporting your affiliates. These things don't happen without dollars. This is the real world. Everybody has bills to pay, and it costs money to maintain a tower so that the signal can go out. It costs money to maintain the equipment. It costs money to maintain the premises. It costs money to be able to put food on the tables of the people who have given up so much and made themselves so available to this effort in this our day and time. So it's just a tremendous pleasure to be here. I have so much for you. Today's the feast day of St. Joseph. Really would like to get into some things for you, but I want to give you the numbers again. Be with us toll free, 833-288. EWTN. That's so simple to remember. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. That's to use if you were in North America. Outside of North America, here's your number. Love to hear from you from far-flung places, far away from us, close to you. And that's country code 1-205-271-2986. Country code 1-205-271-2986. 2986. John at Benkovic here with you live. See, I told you, lots of caffeine at Catholic Community Radio in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Looking forward to hearing from you after the break. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Our meditation for Monday of the fifth week of Lent of Passiontide is taken from the Gospel of St. John. And this is a story that is known by almost everyone who even has the vaguest familiarity with the gospel. It is when Jesus delivers the woman who's about to be stoned. And they were dragging this woman out to stone her outside the city because she had been caught in the act of adultery. And trying to test Jesus, they asked him, was it right to kill her or not? And St. John says, this they said to test him, that they might have some charge to bring against him. And Jesus bent down and wrote with his finger on the ground. And as they continued to ask him, he stood up and said to them, let him who is without sin among you be the first to throw a stone at her. Once more he bent down and wrote with his finger on the ground. But when they heard it, they went away one by one, beginning with the eldest. And Jesus was left all alone with the woman standing before him. Jesus looked up at her and said, woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you? And she said, no one, Lord. And Jesus said to her, neither do I condemn you. Go and do not sin again. We see our Savior here moved by human pity. He's a human being, and here's a poor woman about to be killed. God knows anything about her. And not only does she receive the compassion of God, but she receives the mercy and compassion of his Son. And that's what redemption is about.
March 19th, Feast of St. Joseph, Husband of Mary. Matthew chapter 2, verses 13 through 14 says, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, rise, take the child and his mother, flee to Egypt. Joseph rose and took the child and his mother by night and departed for Egypt. Let us reflect. Saint Joseph responded to the word of God immediately. How quickly do I respond to God's word and the promptings of the Holy Spirit? Saint Joseph's obedience to God saved his family from calamity. Can I remember a time when my obedience to God saved me from some disaster or unfortunate situation? To what extent will this help me to promptly obey God today and in the future?
If you'd like to receive a daily Grace Line by email, go to womenofgrace.com and click on the word Grace Line. Then click on the box Receive Grace Lines. That's womenofgrace.com.
The Women of Grace phone lines are open. 1-833-288-EWTN. 1-833-288-3986.
Welcome back, friends. You are listening to Women of Grace Live. I am Janet Benkovic. You just heard those numbers. Going to give them to you again. And we're inviting you to give us a call toll-free at 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. That is the number to use if you are in North America. If you're outside of North America, I'm inviting you to call us too. And the way that you do that is by using this number. It's country code 1-205-271-2986. That's country code 1-205-271-2986. You can also contact us via EWTN Radio's YouTube channel and Facebook page. Get on out there. There's an opportunity for you to put your comments and your questions and your insights and your inspirations and your words of encouragement right there, and it gets to us here. You can also text EWTN. Did you know that? You can text EWTN to 55000. Text EWTN to 55000, and voila, it gets up here right on my board so I can take your question. We do have a question here, and it comes from James. He's out there on YouTube today, and he asks this question. Are all women and men called to be spiritual mothers and fathers respectively? We should therefore all seek such maturity in the Lord? Question mark. And the answer simply, James, is yes. And it's basically yes to both parts of your question. We are all called by virtue of our baptism to be spiritual mother and spiritual father. Not all of us are called to be biological mother or biological father, but all of us are called to be spiritual father and spiritual mother. And if we had a whole bunch of time, maybe I'll take a little bit of it. The reality is this is stamped into our physiology by virtue of the gender that we are. There's a communication through that to our metaphysical reality. And so when we consider the fact that biologically God has prepared us in some way, at least through the body, to be able to conceive children to have the prospect and the hope for conceiving children, we realize that that communicates something to us about the realities of who we are in the sense of the spiritual. And we're all called for men to generate life, women to conceive life, and to give birth to life. So, yes, we are all called to be spiritual mother and spiritual father. This isn't a concept that is foreign to the church. It's something that's been talked about since the earliest days. But I do believe that it's not, a topic of conversation that we hear much in homilies or that we read much about. There's a growing awareness of this fact, though. And we operate in the charisms that are intrinsic to this reality of our gender. See, this is one of Satan's great attacks today, isn't it? He wants to assault gender. He wants to make us believe, and unfortunately the culture has embraced this diabolical notion that our gender does not matter, that this is really just a matter of social engineering. It's a product of nature that we can put to the side and even change or alter in some way because it doesn't define us as a person. Well, I just want to tell you something. That does come from the pit of hell. Because our gender does define us. And the great reality is who you are now is who you will be in eternal life. You're not going to be some kind of, amorphous soul. You're not going to be some kind of androgynous being up there. You are going to be who you are, a person. And a person consists of body and soul. And the two go hand in glove. There's a reality about the body that speaks to us of the realities of the soul. And the realities of the soul also have a direct effect upon our bodies. Oftentimes, if our soul is sick, our body's sick. If our body's sick, our soul is sick. Gender matters. Gender matters. And it is matter. But it is something that communicates to us the spiritual reality. So when our souls are reunited to our body, when Jesus comes again, fact of the matter is, you're going to be a man or you're going to be a woman. And I want to tell you, you're going to be a man or a woman without altered effects. Just saying. So the great reality is that we operate in those graces that are intrinsic to the gender that God's given to us. For women, we strive to be receptive, trusting and surrendering. Men, you're called to be protectors, providers, and leaders. And that's the reality of it all. We could go into a greater lesson on that, if we really had the time to do so. But we do have information on that available for you at Women of Grace. You can go out to womenofgrace.com. And if you are a subscriber to Women of Grace exclusive, you have access to all kinds of conference talks and retreat talks and our television programs and, our podcasts of our radio program available for you there. All kinds of valuable resources, inclusive of webinars, special presentations. So get out there to womenofgrace.com and subscribe to our Women of Grace exclusive opportunity. And gentlemen, I hear this all the time. I heard this past weekend. You know, real men really do listen and watch Women of Grace. I had numbers of men who came up and shared with me that they're daily listeners, they're daily viewers. And why is that? Because the truth is the truth is the truth is the truth. And the truth isn't specific to gender. The truth applies to all of us. And we speak to the extent that God gives us capacity, to use the airwaves for his honor and glory. We speak truth here on EWTN and EWTN's radio affiliates. So we invite you to join us here all of the time so that you might not be misled. So, yeah, should we all seek maturity in the Lord? Of course we should. This is why God's given us life. So I hope that this is in some way beneficial for you, James, and answers your questions today. You can call us too, or you can be out there like James was on YouTube or Facebook, EWTN Radio's YouTube channel, Facebook page. And if you are in North America, the number for you to use is 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-EWTN. That is 833-288-3986. Let's go to the phone lines. We do have Kathleen with us. She is from Sioux City, Iowa today. St. Gabriel Connection is Communications is how she's with us. And how are you, Kathleen?
I'm fine.
Hey, Kathleen, you're on the air. I'm very well. Thank you for calling in. What's going on with you?
Well, I just...
Kathleen, what's your question? There you go. Okay. Insight about what, Kathleen? You're breaking up on me.
Sorry,
right there.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm here, but you are breaking up.
Okay.
Can you try again?
Sure.
There
can you
go.
Hear me now?
I hear you good now.
Okay.
Perfect.
All right.
Thank you.
Well, I just wondered if you could give me some insight and perspective that you might have about marriage preparation and the amount of time a couple has known each other. I'm in a relationship with a gentleman. We're both widowed. We're in our 50s, and we're pursuing marriage preparation. Some family and friends are concerned about the length of time we've known each other, which has been about 6 months. And I just wondered if you had any insight on that.
Well, I'm smiling here for all kinds of reasons. First of all, I'm very happy for you. I'm very, very delighted that God has brought someone into your life. And I think it's beautiful that you're anticipating the sacrament of matrimony. This is the way that a relationship should go. As a matter of fact, when Jack and I discovered that our relationship was turning from professional to personal, he asked permission to court me, the idea being that we had our eye on whether or not the sacrament of matrimony was a possibility. And if it wasn't a possibility, we would share that with each other, if someone that one of the two of us determined that this was not something that we were looking forward to with the other, then we would share that and we would part friends and professional acquaintances. But the fact of the matter is, when it comes to time period, this is a sensitive thing. We had known each other for a number of years professionally, and then it became personal. So there was a lot of background that we already needed not to explore, because we were aware of each other and had communicated, obviously, through the years. That being said, now, if this is somebody that you've just met, it is a good idea to get to know them a little bit better. And this is what I would advise you. I would advise you to seek a spiritual counselor to walk you through that. That's what we did. And so we've had a priest that's been basically walking us through our relationship, giving us advice and counsel, helping us to, approach the sacrament with the full knowledge of all that's involved in that. But I'll say something, because you were both widows. Let me ask you this question. Were you in long-term relationships? I mean, was your marriage a long-term marriage?
Yes.
Kathleen? Both of you were married for a long period of time?
Yes.
Well, see,
can
this
you
is
hear
excellent.
Me?
Because here's... I can hear you. Thank you.
Okay.
This is excellent. And why is it excellent? Because both of you know how to make marriage work. If you were in a long-term relationship, then you've already experienced the vicissitudes, both the joys and the sorrows of life, and you know how to work through problems. Additionally, you are in a long-term relationship because you have experienced what it means to be gift to each other. And you've learned how to work through the, sometimes seasons of marriage that occur. And you know what it is like to love. And you know what's required of that. So unlike a young couple that's just getting started, that hasn't experienced that, and is going to go through all of that together, the two of you come in with a great reservoir of wisdom and knowledge that you can apply. And I think that, it's a blessing to have that, because you know then, what is important. You know how it is that you phrase things that have to be said. You know what it means to reconcile and to forgive. You know what it means to work through, a difficult moment. So I appreciate the concern that some people have with regard to the shortness or of this period of time. And frankly, we had some people, too, that talked with us about the fact that... But you're not coming in as novices. You're coming in as seasoned...
Right.
A seasoned man, a seasoned woman. But, if you don't know his background, if it's been, some of those things need to be explored. Look, every relationship should look for, the blessings in it. But also, are there serious red flags that come up where you just see that you're not compatible? You're into a particular time in your life, and marriage can be an absolutely beautiful blessing to you as you move through, this autumn of your life. And what a great treasure that can be. You don't want it to be, fettered with difficult issues that should have been resolved maybe at another point in time. So that's what I would say to you. How does that resonate with you?
That's helpful. Yeah.
How does that
that's
sound
very
to
helpful.
You?
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you. That's very helpful.
Do you
helpful.
Have any questions, Kat? Good, good, good. Do you have
no,
any questions,
thank you.
Kathleen?
That's very helpful, and I appreciate it.
I mean, in terms of... Good. Well, you're welcome, sweetheart. God bless you. Bye-bye now. That's a good question, and it's an important question to consider. But for those of you that are just anticipating the possibility of marriage with a person that you're courting, you do want to be open to the suggestions and the help of others who know the way, right? So you want to pay very close attention to the advice and the counsel that you receive, and always seek that advice and counsel. It doesn't matter how young you are or how old you are. It's important to seek it. So we certainly do encourage you to find someone who can walk with you and sojourn with you on your way to the decision to marry. Once again, want to give you these numbers. We're right here for you in Baton Rouge, Louisiana at Catholic Community Radio here, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Or outside of North America, 1-205-271-2986.
Podcasting is an easy way to automatically receive your favorite EWTN programs on your mobile device. Visit EWTN.com/podcast and enjoy your favorite EWTN shows on your mobile phone right now.
Hello, ladies. Jonet Benkovic here. Do you feel called to be a leader, to transform the world, to deepen your faith? Why not then accept my invitation to explore the new partnership between the Women of Grace Benedicta Leadership Institute and Holy Apostles College and Seminary? All sorts of dynamic, enriching educational opportunities are yours, from auditing courses to certification to full graduate degrees in pastoral studies, all with a focus on Catholic women's leadership. For more details, go to benedicta.womenofgrace.com. That's benedicta.womenofgrace.com.
The eyes have it, but unfortunately, when it comes to technology, not in a good way. I'm Teresa Tamia with another Media Minute here on EWTN. Are you on your computer or smartphone a great deal, noticing things such as dry eyes and blurred vision? You may be suffering from digital eye strain. Dr. Jean Marie Davis at Alcon U.S. Vision Care, which did a survey on this recently, says some time away from those electronics could solve the problem.
This could be a full break. Whether it's a full afternoon that you walk away from all your devices or a full weekend, but it's essentially just taking some specific intentional time away from your technology.
The survey finding that 51% of U.S. respondents spending more than 4 hours per day watching TV and that 15% use their smartphone for 8 hours or more a day. It indicated that even regular weekly use of a device can be a problem for some people. I'm Teresa Tamia with another Media Minute here on EWTN.
Bishop Robert Barron.
Just as Fulton Sheen used radio and TV in the last century, we need to continue to use Catholic radio to announce the Catholic faith in the public forum.
The leading Catholic voices are on EWTN Radio.
Hi, this is Dr. David Anders. What's stopping you from becoming a Catholic? Let's talk about it on Call to Communion, coming up this afternoon, 2 p.m. Eastern on EWTN Radio. Now, back to Women of Grace with Jonet Benkovic.
Jonet is taking your phone calls, 1-833-288-EWTN, 1-833-288-3986.
Welcome back, friends. Jonet Benkovic here, delighted to be back with you after our break. You just heard the numbers, but here they are again. If you're in North America, it's 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. 3986. We'll take your call if you're from out of the country too. It's always a thrill for us. Country code 1-205-271-2986. You can text EWTN to 55000. Text EWTN to 55000. Wait for a response. Put your name in, where you're calling from, your question or comment. Keep it pithy. It pops up right here on my board. Also want to remind you, too, that we're available to you via EWTN Radio's YouTube channel and Facebook page. Well, you know, we were mentioning that today is the feast day of St. Joseph, and what a beautiful opportunity it is to honor him, to ask for his intercession, to venerate him. And I heard something so interesting yesterday. Patty Mansfield and Al Mansfield and Jack and I went out to lunch afterwards, a beautiful opportunity to sit together and have fellowship. And one of the things that I learned was that, of course, many of us know St. Teresa of Avila had great affection to St. Joseph. But in relation to that, I heard something yesterday I had never heard before. And what was that? Well, what I heard was that St. Teresa of Avila says that on the feast day of St. Joseph, he makes haste to help us. He hears our prayers and he answers them. And she said that this is a great day to ask for St. Joseph's intercession because he is certain to answer. Well, I want to tell you, I have a praise report. I had a very specific intention this morning. I was praying with someone on the way over to Baton Rouge. Very specific intention. We entrusted it to St. Joseph under his title of Terror of Demons. I walked into Catholic Community Radio this morning, and do you know what? That prayer was immediately answered in an incredible way, a way that I never could have anticipated, absolutely could never have anticipated it. So I really do want to encourage you, you know, to ask St. Joseph today for a very special intercession. Now, here's what you need to do, though. Always keep your eyes peeled for it, right? Because we know that everything that the saints pray for us is always prayed by will of the Father. Because God is omniscient and he knows all things, so he gives us exactly what he knows is best for us. And sometimes the blessings come, but they don't come exactly as we would imagine. That was my case today. Didn't come exactly as we envision it might occur. Nonetheless, if our eyes are peeled, right, if we're really seeking the movement of the Lord, we're going to see it. We will recognize it. And this isn't a reading into something. It's a reading out from something. In other words, it's a reading out from the grace of God. It's a reading out from the spiritual capacity to see with the eyes of the soul as opposed to the eyes of the body. So ask for your intercession. Look for the blessings and look for the answer God is giving you through the intercession of Saint Joseph. Now, those of you that are familiar with our program and familiar with me to any extent know that one of my greatest go-to books for inspiration, but even more than that, for formation, for being formed according to the heart and mind of God, is this beautiful book given to us by Father Gabriel of St. Mary Magdalene called Divine Intimacy. And I have my Divine Intimacy book with me here, and I'm looking at Meditation 373 in the back of Divine Intimacy. For those of you that have the book and maybe never even think to go there, in the back of the book, you have a whole group of meditations that pertain to the immovable feasts, of the liturgical calendar. And so today, of course, this feast day of St. Joseph offers us Meditation 373, and it's called St. Joseph's Life of Faith. And I want to read to you just a couple of things because, oh my goodness, this is so chock full. It is just absolutely packed with great spiritual wisdom, insight, and direction, spiritual guidance, right? This is the part of the formation. It's also part of the educational aspects of what we get when we have great men and women sharing with us the witness of their own life of prayer, which we have in all of the saints and many others as well, although I personally am convinced that Father Gabriel of St. Mary Magdalene is a saint. The church hasn't said so yet, but you know, truly indeed, when you read these, you know this man had such a deep union with Christ. So I wanted to share this with you because no matter what you might be asking St. Joseph today, my guess is that it is something that pertains to perhaps a cross that God has entrusted you, or at least many of you. And this is what we read. So beautiful. It says this in Meditation 373, St. Joseph's Life of Faith. St. Matthew, writes Father Gabriel, St. Matthew called St. Joseph a just man. Now, sacred scripture teaches that the just man liveth by faith. That's Romans 1:17. And it can well be affirmed that no creature after the Blessed Virgin has lived as much by faith as St. Joseph. In fact, having spent his whole life within the orbit of the mystery of the incarnation, he necessarily had to pass through all of the obscurities which surrounded the accomplishment of the great mystery. Now listen to this. This is incredible. This was so insightful. This was something that gave me such inspiration and something that I can take into my heart and hopefully remember in my mind and live out through an act of the will, right? It says this. So, because St. Joseph had to pass through all of the obscurities which surrounded the accomplishments of the great mystery of the incarnation of our Lord Jesus Christ, it says this, so Joseph needed deep faith. Not a little faith, not a shallow faith, not a superficial faith, not an occasional faith. He needed deep faith. And now Father Gabriel describes how deep faith is forged in us. Oh my goodness, this is remarkable. So Joseph needed deep faith, a faith continually nourished by suffering. So how do we get deep faith? We get crosses. So Joseph needed deep faith, a faith continually nourished, fed by suffering and tempered through anguish. Now, where's the good news in that? You might be saying to yourself, why is it that, you know, if God really wants to bless me, he's going to give me sufferings? Because he wants you to have deep faith. He wants for you to come to this place of divine union with his son. Union with his son in his resurrection that comes by way of passion and death. So Joseph needed deep faith, a faith continually nourished by suffering and tempered through anguish. Suffering and anguish carries with it a great spiritual value and a great spiritual gift. What is it? Nourishment. The product of which is a deep faith. And then Father Gabriel goes on and he says this. The perplexity aroused in his mind by Mary's mysterious maternity, the extreme poverty and anxieties connected with Bethlehem, the privations during the flight into Egypt, afflicted his sensitive soul to such an extent that in the most serious crises, Saint Joseph needed the intervention of an angel by whom he was sustained and introduced into the depths of the divine mystery unfolding before his eyes. So Saint Joseph experienced perplexity. Are you confused today? Are you perplexed by what's going on? Do you have doubt? Maybe even some fear? Saint Joseph is your man. Are you experiencing an extreme poverty and anxiety connected with the cross that you're currently facing? Saint Joseph is your man. Are you experiencing privations? Privations in the spirit, privations in the heart, privations in the natural circumstance of your life? Saint Joseph is your man. Do you feel afflicted in the sensitive part of your soul to such an extent that you need the intervention of an angel to sustain you? Saint Joseph is your man. And by the way, you have an angel. You have your guardian angel who is there to sustain you if you but turn to your angel. And what is this all about? Your angel will then introduce you into the depths of the divine mystery unfolding before your eyes. In the midst of the sorrow, in the midst of the suffering, in the midst of the travail, in the midst of the tribulation, in the midst of the affliction. All is grace with God, you see. And then he concludes this section by saying this. Listen, because here's the way in which we need to go. Here's the instruction now, right? We've been formed, we've been educated. Now we're going to be instructed into how this happens in us. Joseph allowed himself to be guided with the docility and blind confidence of a child. Oh, my friends, this is such spiritual wisdom. This is the real deal stuff here. This is not the playing on the surface or, you know, the dipping of your toes into the ocean of the spiritual life. This is absorption. This is immersion. This is letting it become part of you and you part of it. This is where the mystery of God resides. This is where the consolation is. This is where the peace that surpasses understanding is. This is where the divine life is. And that's where God wants you to go. Because he's got such great graces and mysteries to unfold for you that beckon you and call you into the well, the deep well of salvation and the mystery of the passion and the death and the resurrection. So much so that even in the midst of it all, in the midst of the suffering, you are rejoicing in the Lord because joy, the infallible sign of the Holy Spirit, resides in you. Allow yourself to be guided with the blind confidence of a child. Have faith in God. Not in the circumstance, but faith in God. Not in your capacity to resolve the issue. In the capacity of God to be present in the issue, revealing to you the treasures of grace that are buried, the pearl of great price in the issue. An absolutely amazing teaching today that Father Gabriel of St. Mary Magdalene gives to us. If you don't have divine intimacy, get a copy. Of course, I can send you to ewtnrc.com. Get a copy. Go to meditation 373. Underline those words. Go back to them frequently. Read them when you're feeling as though all hell is breaking loose in your life, and it may well be. But it doesn't have the last word. God is in the midst of it, and he is revealing to you the mystery of life in Christ and Saint Joseph. Saint Joseph, whose feast day is today, can guide you and lead you there with the assistance of your guardian angel. What a great grace is ours, right? What a great grace is ours. Let's go to Corrine. She's in Seattle, Washington this morning, listening to us via Sacred Heart Radio. Good morning, Corrine.
Good morning. Good morning, Jeanette.
How are you today, darling?
Well, I'm really good on this great feast day. But I just wanted to ask you to pray. I have two young adult children. One is hostile, very hostile to our faith, and to me especially. She's kind of gotten herself into some occult practices and fantasy, magic, new age, etc. And my other child is in the process of falling away, but he's not hostile, and he's into yoga and mindfulness and all this. And I just would ask you to pray to Saint Joseph for myself and other parents who struggle with these kinds of issues, and just to Saint Joseph, the terror of demons, you know, to intervene for us and for our children and pull them back and wrap them in the healing love of Jesus.
Well, Corrine,
you know, it's heartbreaking.
Of course it is, and there's no suffering that a parent can experience than the suffering that they have for a child who has lost his or her way and is buying into all kinds of false spiritualities, and we're watching them move forward in all kinds of different ways that are antithetical to what is the best for them, because the best is always relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ. I will pray for you and with you in this moment, but I also want to encourage you to continue to pray to Saint Joseph, right? He is the terror of demons, and we've actually got a question out there, a text from Amy, why he is called the terror of demons. She says she thought it was Saint Michael. Saint Michael, of course, is a terror of demons as well, right? I mean, he fights the principalities and the powers of this present darkness. But Saint Joseph was entrusted by God the Father, chosen by God the Father from before the very foundations of the world were laid in place, to be the protector of the Word made flesh and the mother of the Word made flesh, our Blessed Virgin Mary. And to fill that role as protector, it was absolutely essential for him to have every spiritual blessing in the heavens out of which he could operate to effect that entrustment and to protect them. And so because he was so surrendered to the will of God, he was, in a sense, all-powerful with God. And he was capable of thwarting the efforts of the evil one against the Christ child and our Blessed Lady. And we see that, right? We see that demonstrated for us in that flight into Egypt. A beautiful, beautiful meditation can lead us to uncover within that moment in sacred scripture, one specific moment that speaks to the entirety of what life in Nazareth was like. And Saint Joseph was always about the protection of them, and he needed the strength, the full powered strength of the capacity to ward off and thwart the efforts of the evil one in order to affect that which God had entrusted to him, and God gave him that ability. That's why he's the terror of demons, right? But you know, you under that title of Saint Joseph, for you, I would really recommend that as a prayer for your children every day. I'm sure that you pray the rosary every day. It's the premier at the ready instrument for spiritual warfare that we have available. But I would encourage you in a special way to begin to pray every day the litany to St. Joseph's, to St. Joseph, under in which that title, Terror of Demons, resides. So pray a litany, and I would encourage you to pray it today. You heard what I said earlier on about the efficacy of asking for his intercession on a feast day of his. Today's a feast day, so I would encourage you to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So let's just turn now, and let's just pray. And you know what, friends, let's just, we're praying specifically, Corrine, for your children, for your son and for your daughter. For all of these attacks of the evil one and the temptations of the evil one and the wiles of the evil one that are being presented to them in this moment. But I want all of you listening too. Let's just make this, all of you who are concerned about your children or loved ones who are on the fringe, right, falling away from the faith or actually having turned their back on the faith, for those of you that are struggling with issues that your children are going through, mental health issues, addiction issues, taking up with the wrong friends issues, beginning to fall away into the temptations of the culture of the day. Let's just bring all of these together now, and in the forefront, of course, because it's your prayer, Corrine, we hold your children in a most profound place. And so it is, Father God, that we come before you in this moment, and we know interiorly that it is your precious and holy will that we come before you asking for the intercession of the saints, even as we bend our knee before your throne. And so it is that we come and we ask for the intercession of you, Saint Joseph, under your title of Terror of Demons. We come before the throne of you, Almighty God, with Saint Joseph, and we ask that you would, in a profound and holy way, begin to release graces from the heavenlies that can be received and accepted by our children, that can be received and accepted by us. And I ask that in whatever manner you know is best, you work for the salvation of their souls today in a unique way. We ask that through the surety of your divine love for each person who is created in your image and likeness, Father God, we ask that indeed you would procure for the children for whom we are praying that special grace that will lead them out of darkness and into light. We pray, Father, that you would show this to us as parents, that we might see that sign, either in the natural or through some consolation of the heart, through some intellectual vision, but we would see it in some way that we might draw from you the hope and the confidence that we need to have, that we might follow in the footsteps of Saint Joseph with docility of heart and blind confidence, knowing that you are all over this. And no matter how much we love our children, you love them with an infinitude that we could never begin to comprehend, much less imitate. And so it is, Father, that we lift up Corrine's two children to you. We lift up all of the children that are being brought forth in this moment by parents far and wide. We ask you to look with favor in this moment, and we ask you, Saint Joseph, to intercede and to pray for them, and to put your beautiful, beautiful mantle of protection over them, that they might be invisible to the enemy, that you would lead and guide them to safety, to safe harbor underneath that mantle, to the very heart of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. We ask that whatever kind of delusion, whatever kind of seduction, whatever kind of spiritual malady is being experienced by any of these people, these young people and not so young people, that in this moment you would procure for them the ability to see, the ability to see deeply, just as you were able to see the divine mystery unfolding in the life of Our Lady. And so it is that we offer this prayer to you, Father God, in the name of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the merits of his cross, through the power of the Holy Spirit, and with the maternal beatitude and intercession of our Blessed Lady. In Jesus' holy name, we do pray. Amen. Friends, keep asking for St. Joseph's intercession today and watch the miracles unfold. Jeanette Bankovic with you from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. So happy to be with you today. And so it is that we say adieu. God bless you now. Bye-bye.